Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's December 31st, 2014, and I think this is a good time to reflect back on some of our more memorable moments of 2014. And here I have a list of five. Now, I can't even say this is the top five because we had so many different moments on each of our reporters that, I mean, we could do a top five for everybody in the crew, but we have five nonetheless. Let's start with this, one of our most viewed moments of the year, the Bundy Ranch.
Alright, push these people back up off the gate. Push them back up off the gate. We're gonna work to release these cattle. Listen to me. I'm gonna work with you. I'm gonna work with you, but I need you to back them up.
I understand. But what you're doing, and you will get that time.
Okay. Hang
on.
And not playing I know, I get that. But can we push them back up off the gate for right now? Let me work with you and you. I'll allow you two to come in with me.
We're not going in.
You got my word, but no one's taking your custody. If you want to stay there, that's great.
We're
getting your dad
on
top.
We'll make sure that
your dad's going to need some help if they decide that they're going to pull those pins. But I need, it's only going to be Bundy and his son.
No.
That's it.
It's the people. Or not, and you guys need to leave. You need to leave. That's
the I'm telling you, you need to de-escalate the situation. I'm applauding upon your ears.
The West has now been won!
And for you guys who don't recall what exactly happened at the Bundy Ranch, Clive and Bundy, the rancher, they want to call him a welfare rancher, even though they give corporate welfare to all these other corporate entities, whatever. But Mr. Bundy, he was out there, he was grazing his cattle on lands out there, and they said, you can't have your cattle out here, Mr. Bundy, and not only can you not have them out here because you're not paying your fines and fees, but you're endangering the tortoise population, which was completely bogus, because as we know, the cow droppings were benefiting the tortoises out there because they ate the cow droppings. And then the BLM, in their infinite wisdom, decided to kill Mr. Bundy's cattle by going out there, shooting them, and throwing them into a ditch. But they claim that they are the environmental heads, so to speak. But, you know, that's how they do it out there in Bundyland. So let's move on to something else. Now, this is something very unusual to our audience and made us all stop and reflect on what things are going on in our country. When we saw this, the Satanist Black Mass.
But I think something more important than me is going on. It seems like those friendly Christians are not being so friendly, so.
You wanna be loud? You wanna be loud? On this day of victory, Christian blood will soak the battlefield.
Do it on drugs! It's do it on sex!
Or was
Jesus
so
was a man!
Jesus!
Not a deity! He was a man who figured out the eye!
Jesus.
Read your book, because it's all in your book.
Repent.
In your book,
repent.
If thine eye be single.
We're not going to sit down and let people take what is most sacred to us and trample it underfoot. Just talking about some free expression or right to assemble or whatever is really just a subterfuge. They have speech codes at Harvard like everywhere else. And if they can't recognize this as the same kind of hate speech that they routinely shut down when it is from groups of a traditionalist bent, then they really have no business talking about hate speech as a principle at all.
Well, the reason I'm here is to make sure that the actual message of the so-called adversary, Satan — Satan means enemy, I don't know if everyone knows that — but the so-called adversary is not actually what Satan's about. Satan's about love, kindness, acceptance, liberty, truth. Those are just five of the bullet points, the 5 points of the pentagram. See,
My God is Bast, the Egyptian god of war, and I just yesterday invited Jiza into my heart, which is a female Jesus, more scantily clad than a regular Jesus.
And as you can see, it's a great spiritual divide, as we had got comments from people from both sides of the fence. But yet, this is the question. Could this be another attempt by the mainstream media and the government to not only divide the American citizen politically and racially, but also spiritually as well? That's a question you might want to ask. And this is Dan Bedondi for the InfoWars Nightly News.
And that's why we have a First Amendment in this country, because even if you disagree with somebody's stance or point of view, you can argue your counterpoint. Now, let's talk about something that I personally attended. This was Ferguson, Missouri, of course. We know Michael Brown was shot by Officer Darren Wilson. There were some lootings, other things going on, a horrific experience of police brutality out there, police officers firing tear gas at peaceful protesters, rubber bullets, sound cannons, the whole nine. But that's not to say that everybody out there was on their worst behavior. There were good cops in the crowd and bad cops in the crowd. There were good people in the protester group and bad people in the protester group. And here's just a smattering of that exchange.
Cooperation thus far. We're asking for more. Please continue to move to your vehicles or to your homes.
Whoa, we're doing that to news.
Well, I'm news too, but you know what I'm talking about.
We're moving.
So they did it to the new media, too.
Usher!
I got hit.
You got hit, bro? Yeah. Hey, who do you guys work for?
We're with Al Jazeera America.
Al Jazeera America. So they pop smoke at Al Jazeera America.
Did you get hit with a rubber bullet? They fired a rubber bullet at us. And then tear gas.
They tear gas Al Jazeera America. Joe Biggs got shot with a rubber bullet. Now I'm running down the street. Mac, what's shooting at me? Quit shooting at me! You see, they're shooting at us! You see that?
As you can see behind me right now, they're riot police, linked arm, probably 60 to 70 armed personnel with tanks and armored vehicles behind them. They are ready to push through the town of Ferguson and completely lock it down. What is that? That's martial law. That's going to happen across our entire nation because our government doesn't care. They want to take our guns and our rights. Look, the police are getting very aggressive. They are trying to come across the bridge and start shooting. This is crazy. This is what America has to look forward to if they do not wake up. Listen to me. Wake up. Stop sitting on your couch and being lazy. This kind of stuff can come to your town and happen in a second. Know your rights, know what you're able to do as an American, and stand up for that right.
After their exhaustive review of the evidence, the grand jury deliberated over 2 days, making their final decision. They determined that no probable cause exists to file any charge against Officer Wilson.
There you go.
No true bill.
No probable cause. Did we really expect that we're going to find something else when the government investigates itself?
I'm just asking for peace. I'm just asking everyone to be, you know, thoughtful and think of the family.
Now, we've been here since last Friday. It's Wednesday now. And tonight, we've gotten the first word that there was a protest going on. We are on South Florissant Avenue. To my right is the Ferguson Fire Department. And to my left is the police department. All right, so here we go. They are blocking traffic. And The police will be forced to come out here.
Move on. Move on, sir.
I'm not standing in the street, though.
Don't come up behind us.
All right, so now the police are arresting people in the street. Let's go.
Screw the police, that man is the kid. Screw the whole judicial system. I hope the city burns.
There is zero police presence.
More gunshots. You guys hear that one? Yes. I can't even tell. Firefighters had to pull out of here because they were having people shooting at them. They even left the fire hoses. That's how quick they left.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. This is the hours after the announcement that Darren Wilson was not going to be indicted. As you can see, buildings on West Florissant are just up in flames. There have been shots all night, just people shooting off guns from the crowd. I mean, from where I am right now, I can feel the heat coming from that building as it burns to the ground. This has been a crazy night. This far surpasses the chaos that happened in August.
Got people that are breaking in, and a lot of people were not even from the community. Breaking in, they were actually, it was no respect for Mike Brown's family. There was no love for Mike Brown's family. It was actually an opportunity in a bad economy to go get a lot of stuff for free. And as a result of that, I think it just turned into a big mess.
You a sellout.
How so?
And you put that on Alex InfoWars.
I'm still asking you how I'm a sellout.
You a sellout. You don't love black people.
How you going to say
that? Alex, your boy today called black people terrorists.
One of the most heartbreaking things I saw last night were the firefighters out here at the beginning of the night trying to put these fires out and then being told they had to be pulled back because the fire truck was taking fire. They were shooting at the fire truck.
Fire truck shot. Terrorist attempt to kill firefighters.
Are black people terrorists?
Somebody who burned down a building.
You freaking sell out?
It don't matter what color you are.
Go back to your vehicles. We need to return home now. Leave Ferguson, Missouri. This is an unlawful assembly.
I'm just asking for peace.
And while we were experiencing the domestic arms buildup on American streets, the U.S. border was left wide open.
The feds have issued a terror alert and believe an attack by the terrorist group ISIS is imminent on or before September 11th, the 13th anniversary of the worst attack on American soil. InfoWars investigates just miles from the center of El Paso, Texas, where we were able to cross the river from Mexico into America. Thousands of other than Mexicans cross our borders from over 75 different countries. InfoWars has shown you time and time again that our borders are intentionally left unsecured, and now these ISIS psychopaths are ready to strike at targets on American soil. We know our government has created and funded ISIS, so whether or not this is a real threat or a false flag, the globalists are now one step closer to their endgame, stripping us of all our liberties. So we dress up like an ISIS jihadi to be as obvious as possible, to show and to illustrate just how wide open the border really is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Obama, for leaving your southern borders open so ISIS can terrorize America. ISIS thanks you, President Obama. We claim this land for Sharia law.
It's very surprising to see that, especially with all the national security talk we've heard since 9/11. And while 9/11 first responders are banned from ceremonies, we welcome their views here on InfoWars.com.
I'm Leanne McAdoo with InfoWars.com, reporting here from Times Square. I am standing next to Rudy Dent. He's a 32-year veteran of the New York City Fire Department. He's worked as well with the New York City Police Department. And you retired right after 9/11. He was there on 9/11. He saw World Trade Center Tower 7 come down. Rudy, tell us about what happened that day.
Well, I was off that day, and I received a call at home, and I got to see both buildings come down on TV. I jumped on my motorcycle. I did about 120 miles an hour across the Tappan Zee. I reported to my firehouse, and then I got my gear. A bunch of us got together. We commandeered a mail truck, and we made our way down to the site. At that time, Building 7 was still up. I saw Building 7 come down. My fellow firefighters who were there, they did that involuntary jerk when a loud explosion goes off. You know, you can't help it, and they did. I'm a Vietnam veteran, too, so I kind of didn't jump like they did, but there was an explosion. The building did come down in complete classical controlled demolition. It came down on its own footprint. There's no question about that. As a matter of fact, Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers has completely handled that from his area of expertise. Let me say this. In the New York City Fire Department, As I said, I had 32 years there. I was a chauffeur, and I was also a trained fire marshal. A fire marshal is considered an expert witness in court. He's like a forensic detective. He has the power to administer the oath, take testimony, and issue a subpoena. That's a lot of power. And he's a highly trained investigative person in his area of expertise in arson. And we have no term that I know of that says pulling buildings. That's not our area of expertise. We've never done that. We don't do that. So for him to say that, I don't know where he pulled that out of, but it's just not part of our operations, okay?
Right. So the fire department doesn't have the training to pull a building, to demo a building like that.
We're not trained to do that. We've never done that in my 32 years. I know of no evolution whatsoever that does that.
And then talk to me a little bit, obviously, as a professional in the fire department for 30 plus years, they're saying that blaming it on office fires, just a few office fires.
Well, if it wasn't so serious a situation, that would be completely laughable. That is ridiculous. First of all, our guys were up there. They were calling for additional hand lines to mop up the isolated pockets of fire. And let me just explain one thing. Never in the history of a world, never in the history of high-rise skyscrapers has ever a skyscraper ever come down because of fire. And I'm talking massive fire. And you know the reason why? Because fire does not burn by itself hot enough to compromise and melt steel. What we had in the World Trade Center, and I saw myself, was molten lava-like pockets of molten steel. All right, I spent the night on the pile searching for bodies, and I saw that with my own eyes. So who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a bunch of government bureaucrats or my fellow brothers, which I lost 343 guys that day? And I lost Tommy O'Hagan, Bruce Van Hines, and Kenny Kumpel. And I can never forget that. I think of that before I go to bed. I think about it the first thing in the morning when I wake up. And it's in honor of them and their family that I will continue to do everything I can to make the rest of the world wake up to the fact that this was a false flag operation.
And there were so many other great reports, videos, and articles that we couldn't show them all, but you can find our full catalog by going to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, Infowars.com, and also PrisonPlanet.tv. So stay tuned after this break for more special reports.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com. Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
And for our final segment tonight, we're joined by Anthony Gucciardi. Now, Anthony, you uncovered a very shocking video. Let's take a look at that and then come back with our comments.
This video provides just a sample of what I saw during only a few days of filming. You're looking at a lake of toxic pig feces and urine the size of 4 football fields. That's because thousands upon thousands of pigs are inside of these buildings. Their waste falls through slats in the concrete floor, and it's flushed directly into this giant open-air cesspool.
And that article is called Drone Video Exposes Feces Lake Inside Mega U.S. Factory Farm. What was that we just saw, Anthony?
So an activist, a filmmaker, somebody that was concerned about factory farms, which we all should be, sent a drone, finally, after visiting a few of these farms, to the largest pork manufacturer in the world, like far and far away. Mm-hmm. And they found a lake that was, to me, it looks like blood, too. But he says it's just feces and urine and waste that just drains directly through a sewer system in these massive compounds where these pigs are pushed in and they have zero space and they're fed antibiotics and hormones and everything else. And they're just expelling waste and it's going into this lake. And again, I think it's also full of blood. That's speculation, though. And then what happens is, to clean the lake, they just shoot it in the air. So they don't have someone drain it and responsibly dispose of it, which would be bad enough, or put it in even a landfill. They just basically have a sprinkler system where they just dump it out into the air, and then the wind blows it into all these people's houses and other nearby ranches and farms and stuff, which could be organic and are being spewed with, you know, antibiotic-laden waste. And then the people are saying, hey, our houses are being spewed with all this waste. What do we do? And the pig people just say, basically, deal with it.
Yeah, close your windows is pretty much the response of it. And if you go watch the full video, you can see the very concerned people. The guy says, I can't invite my friends over. I can't let my kids play outside, because these are droplets for people who don't understand. They spew it up in the sprinkler system. The wind catches it, blows it to the nearby town. And now the people in the town have to deal with this, not just the feces, but like you said, the antibiotics as well.
And I consider that just such a micro-sized portion of what's actually going on with these. Because, sure, these people in their homes are being affected, maybe a few hundred people, which is absolutely terrible. But think about the millions of people that are eating this meat from the factory farms. We've seen whistleblowers come out with chicken farms from so many different ones, where they come out and they say, look, we've been working for these multinational corporations that are paying us somewhat well, or maybe even screwing us over. But overall, we can't keep doing it because these chickens, it's just so horrible to watch. They said they cannot keep doing it, even though they've been farming their whole lives. The chickens live, and there's videos we can surely have some clips of going on, but these chickens, they live in the scenarios where they have to, for generations, sit in their own feces, their own crap, their own urine, and they just get antibiotics as a preventative. So how you and I would go work out, let's say, as a preventative for our health, or we would take vitamins and minerals and stuff, these chickens are just given pharmaceuticals from birth, just so they don't get sick, just on the off chance. And then, you know, what do you think happens when we eat those?
Right.
We're eating chicken with antibiotics in it. We're drinking tap water with antibiotics in it. Is there any wonder why antibiotic-resistant bacteria is developing, and any wonder why they say like 40 million to 70 million people are going to die within the next several generations from antibiotic-resistant bacteria? It's all due to this factory farming that no one seems to be caring about until very recently.
Yeah, and that's what we need. We need the environmentalists to come out on this. Also, the people who are animal rights activists. Because, yes, these animals are raised for the slaughter, but you can take a look at that video. You see the pens that they house them in, like you said, the female pigs who give birth. They're so fat, and they're in such tight, confined space, they can't even roll over or turn around. It's very inhumane.
If you look at the average factory farm chicken, underneath it has no feathers, and it's just raw flesh, and it's all cut open and somewhat bleeding and pink and everything like that. And you say, well, why is that? Oh, it's because they have to sit down all day? No, it's because they sit down and they defecate in their space, but they have nowhere else to move. And the previous chickens have defecated in that area. So they're rolling around in feces over and over and over all day, not allowed to move, because if they move, they could burn calories, which would reduce their fat content.
Mm.
So they're not allowed to move at all. They're not allowed by contract to get air or fresh water, anything. By contract, they cannot have sunlight or air. Literally. Not allowed to have sunlight or air or fresh air.
That is
period.
Amazing.
They can't move. They cannot have sunlight. They cannot have fresh air. And that's what you're putting in your body every time you eat, you know, Purdue or whatever garbage it is. That's the whistleblower, the main one, by the way, lately. He came from Purdue, and he said, I can't do this anymore. I don't care how much money they give me. I don't care about my contract. He invited a camera person in, and they found those chickens with just no feathers. They were just scuffed up and bleeding everywhere with feces coming into their skin and out of their skin. It's literally just a feces pit with no fresh air and no sunlight. And then they just churn them out, and that's what you eat in your body. And then we wonder why we're so sick.
Right.
And we wonder why the government is subsidizing this garbage that makes us more sick. It's a total wretched system then that feeds the medical system. It's just boxes and boxes and boxes of just medical tyranny going over and over and feeding themselves. It's totally outlandish.
But in the meantime, if you want to sell raw milk, they'll send the SWAT team to your establishment.
Oh, yeah. No, if you sell natural supplements and, you know, organic minerals and stuff like that, then you're really bad.
Yeah.
But you can have chickens that bathe in their own feces for their entire lifetime, and then, you know, their great-grandchildren bathe in their feces. Think about how disgusting that is.
Oh, man.
And then you take the lake of feces that you're making and destroying the environment, and put it in a sprinkler system and bathes people's homes with the feces, and that's totally permissible. And you can put mercury in the high-fructose corn syrup, which the FDA doesn't care about. You can have BPA in all of the plastics, which is totally destroying the endocrine systems of everybody out there and making everyone estrogen dominant. and ruining testosterone in all males. You can do all these things and you're totally fine. The FDA says BPA is great. It's amazing. You know, companies make $100 billion off of it as well. But hey, you know, they look out for us, not the companies, just as they're looking out for us instead of the factory farms and letting them do all of this.
All right, very shocking. Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks a lot for having me.
All right. Well, that's it for our show tonight. Well, that's it for the end of the year. We're going into our new year. We definitely thank you guys for watching. Go to prisonplanet.tv. Get yourself the trial right now. You can get a big chunk off of the yearly subscription. You can find the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there at prisonplanet.tv. Well, Jakari Jackson, Anthony Gucciardi from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you guys next year.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.